If we look at all the metro parks in northeastern Ohio, what they do is the rocks that we find in outcrops in the parks, along the streams and the rivers, and occasionally a road cut, they show the changes in life and landscapes through time. Basically, we go from a series of marine environments and nearshore environments up to deposits that are very, very shallow water streams, essentially on land. And go to the basal rock unit, the Chagrin Shale, named after deposits along the Chagrin River, we have in there a series of marine fossils. We move up in the sequence, we have the Cleveland Shale, a deep, rich, dark black shale that represents a time of probably deeper water, big, giant, armored fish swimming about, etc. Above that, the Bedford Formation with little shelly organisms, sometimes not too many preserved. Above that, the Brea Sandstone, which is probably a deltaic deposit, relatively shallow water. Above that, a series of alternating groups of rocks called the Cahoga Formation that have the most fossils in our region. And that's where sea lilies and other organisms are found. And then they're marine, and above that, the Sharon Formation, which is a series of river deposits. And within the Sharon, when you do find the fossil, you typically find is the impression of a part of a log. And so what we have are land plants represented in the Sharon Formation. So you take the whole package, look at the whole patch of rocks together that you find in northeastern Ohio, and you see ancient seas that have filled in and transitioned to land.